46-40. Sandusky leading. Harbor Beach's James Shelke at the free throw line, shooting one more. The lefty's shot's up, and it's good. 5-point ball game, and we have a whistle and a timeout called, a full timeout called by Tristan Pennington and Sandusky. 6:39 left in the fourth. 46-41. Could have a ball game on our hands, folks, on the WLAW Sports Network.
What was that?
Sounds like the washer quit again.
Didn't we just get that fixed? I am sick of sticking money into this washer.
You should see how hard it is on our clothes.
I think it's time to look for something new.
Me too. Let's head up to East Huron TV and Appliance and see what's new.
Hi, this is Jeremy Roth with East Huron TV and Appliance, inviting you to come check out all the new laundry innovations we have to offer. With brands like Whirlpool, Maytag, and Amana, you know you'll be getting a great product. Did you know that washers today can use less than half the water your current washer is using? Whether you're looking for a huge capacity top load washer, now featuring low profile agitators, or a top performing front load washer, you're sure to find what you want from our huge selection. And make sure to check out the new Maytag laundry sets with a 10-year limited warranty. So stop in at East Huron TV and Appliance today, just 1 mile east of the downtown light in Bad Axe.
Sandusky comes out of a full timeout with 6:39 left in the fourth quarter, leading by 5 points, 46-41. They led by 13 at the half and 10 at the end of the third quarter. 6.5 to play in the fourth. Sandusky on offense, over to the right wing. Joe Wenzel being guarded by Brady Kirsch. Harbor Beach coming out in the man-to-man. They played a majority of the third quarter in a zone defense. Ben Jones being guarded by Julian Tenerife. Over to the left wing, Trenton Lee. Tries to feed it into Campbell. He's double-teamed, and it's stolen by Julian Tenerife and Brady Kirsch.
Well, if it wasn't a steal, it was a walk, that's for sure.
Mason Yon going down the baseline. Goes up, turn, and off the glass, in for 2 points. He has 5, and it's a 3-point ball game. 5:50 left in the fourth, 46-43. Sandusky's lead from 13 all the way down to 3. Bender to the right wing to Wenzel. Give and go, goes up, and it's rejected by the bottom of the rim. Tenerife with the rebound. Here comes Harbor Beach. Chance to tie it. Ryan Seaman at the left elbow gives it to Tenerife inside the lane. One dribble, kicks it out. James Shelke at the free throw line. Floaters up off the mark. Gets his own rebound, goes up. Not quite yet, and we have a held ball possession arrow in favor of the Redskins. Substitution for Sandusky, number 10, Cody Hoig, replaces Ben Jones. Full court press coming from Harbor Beach. Inbounding Trenton, that's Ryan Campbell for Sandusky. And here comes Hoig, being guarded by Tenerife. 5:15 left in the fourth, 46-43. Sandusky leading by just 3 points. They led as many as by 14 with a minute to go in the second quarter. Ryan Campbell to Trenton Lee, left wing, being guarded by Yon. To Wenzel, right wing, down to Bender inside the lane. Shot is good and one. The foul will be called against Harbor Beach.
That's the first points for Sandusky in the quarter.
Foul against James Shelke, his third, team's fifth. And like John said, the first points for Sandusky comes with 4:57 left. Played 3 minutes and 3 seconds before Jared Bender's shot was good and the free throw to boot. Back out to a 6-point lead. Brady Kirsch inbounds to Shelke. 4:55 left in the fourth quarter. A 2-possession ball game. James Shelke spins down to left post and banks it off and in for 2 points. He has 7 in the quarter for 15. It's back to 4. 49-45, 4:35 left in the fourth quarter. Sandusky leading. Harbor Beach has not led since early in the first quarter. Pass down to the low post into Trenton Lee. Pump fakes and draws the foul against number 14, Mason Yon of Harbor Beach. That's his second, team's sixth. As Trenton Lee at the free throw line, shooting two, has not attempted a free throw tonight. First one is up, little flat, no good. 4-point ball game. Trenton Lee going for his second free throw, misses the first. He has 5 points, make that 6. Second free throw is good, 5-point game. 4.5 to play in regulation. James Shelkey acting as point guard for Harbor Beach, gets a screen from Tenerife. Jump stop down the left block, jump shot no good, and rebound brought in by Sandusky's Bender. Ryan Seaman steals it though, and it nearly out of bounds, and they say Sandusky was out of bounds, and it'll be Harbor Beach ball. Nice hustle play from Julian Tenerife.
Yeah, what is possession? 9/10 of the law, and I think Harbor Beach got 1/10 out of it.
No kidding.
And the ball.
Ryan Seaman inbounds to James Shelkey. Pirates trailing by 5 points in their home port. Shelkey picks up his dribble. Ryan Seaman down to the key. So Brady Kirsch, right wing. Starts his dribble into the lane. Nothing there. Kicks it down to Tenerife. And out of bounds. That is the first turnover for Harbor Beach in the second half, their 8th of the night. Ben Jones checks in for Sandusky. Replaces Trenton Lee. 50-45, Sandusky over Harbor Beach in Harbor Beach.
Presses on.
Ryan Campbell inbounding. Feeds it in to Hoy. Hoy gets the right wing, gives it back to Bender. 3:48 left in the fourth quarter. One dribble, pass to Wenzel, top of the key. Back up to Campbell against Kirsch. Left elbow, going down to the low post. Hoig spins, and it's up and in for 2 points. Hoig with 7. And it's the same as the lead for Sandusky. 52-45, 3.5 to play. Ryan Seaman got hot in the third quarter, nothing since. James Shelkey gets a screen from Tenerife to the left wing. Goes down to the left block. Spins, nothing there. Gets into Tenerife inside the lane. Now Jan goes down the baseline. Nothing there. Back over to Tenerife. Three. Tries to go up for it, and it falls. High off the glass, and Tenerife has 4. 5-point lead for Sandusky again. 52-47, 2:55 left. Bender across the timeline against Shelkey. Dives into the lane. The floater is up, and it's in for 2 points. Bender with 18. 54-47, 7-point lead for the Redskins. Brady Kirsch across to the left wing, all the way down to the baseline. Mid-range jump shots up and off the glass, in for 2. Kirsch with 9, and we have a timeout called by Harbor Beach's Ron Rubel with 2:34 left in regulation. 54-49, Sandusky by 5.
You could have a brand new 2017 Chevrolet and still pay after Christmas bills by taking advantage of January deals at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. They have plenty of brand new Chevrolets on the lot. You can save money, sanity, and phone data. And never hear "Are we there yet?" from the kids. With 4G LTE Wi-Fi hotspot and Bluetooth in select models, such as this 2017 Chevrolet Equinox LT all-wheel drive for zero down and just $139 a month with $999 due at signing. Or this 2017 Chevrolet Malibu LT, also featuring remote start kit, cargo net, and portable media connectivity package for zero down, $236 a month with $699 due at signing. Find new roads with your new Chevrolet from Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25, and Sebring. Phone 989-883-2100. Based on 24-month lease with 10,000 free miles per year targeted to returning Chevy lessees. Payments based on GM employee purchase program plus taxes and state fees, all applicable rebates included.
Meanwhile, back on the ranch, Hoyt goes coast to coast, and Brady Kirsch met him before he got there and draws the offensive. That's the 4th foul against Cody Hoyt of Sandusky. 6th-team foul. Both teams in single bonus. 2:28 left in the fourth. Mason Yon inbounds it to Brady Kirsch. Sandusky retreats. 2.5 to play, a 5-point ball game. 2 possessions. Could tie this one or take the lead for Harbor Beach, if that's such the case. James Shelkey over to left wing, and we have a whistle, and it's going to be an offensive. A moving screen against Julian Tenerife. That'll be his 3rd and team 7th. Ball control foul, so there'll be no free throws shot for this. Michael Halifax replaces Tenerife. 2:17 left in the fourth. Campbell inbounding it.